seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن الزرع ينبت في السهل ولا ينبت في الصفا فكذلك الحكمة تعمر في قلب المتواضع ولا تعمر في قلب المتكبر الجبار لأن الله جعل التواضع آلة العقل.
إمام الكاظم عليه السلام stated, Verily a seed grows in soft ground and does not grow on a stone, in the same way that wisdom thrives in the heart of the humble and does not thrive in the heart of the proud and haughty, because Allah has made humbleness the instrument to the intellect.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the great conversations and these beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he, in one instance, when answering a question from his companion regarding the relationship that one should have with their brother or their brother in faith or their friend, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says something quite interesting. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says to the companion, when talking about this relationship between friends and brothers, he says, "Do not remove modesty between you and your brother. Keep some of this modesty intact, because removing the modesty completely is removing shame." Now, in order to kind of understand this just a little bit, what exactly happened in this conversation, you know, we see that between friends, it seems like there are no secrets, right? All secrets are told to one another. And this is most likely what is being talked about here in this conversation between Imam al-Kadhim and his companion. You know, sometimes it is better to keep a secret. Just because you are best friends with somebody or you are very close to somebody does not necessarily mean that you have to share absolutely everything at all times. Secrets have a certain tendency of shame and perhaps modesty and privacy within them. Now, this shame and this modesty and this privacy needs to be kept intact in certain situations. Now, this goes both ways. Neither should the friend consistently or continuously ask about somebody's inner secrets, and on the other hand, an individual must try to not reveal all their secrets to their friends, for the removal of modesty is the removal of shame, and that will lead to trouble and discomfort and perhaps pain and sorrow as well. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. For Imam al-Kadhim to keep that movement alive, the political movement alive, this was very difficult. What's the difficulty? The difficulty is that a people that were taught that we need to overthrow the regime and establish a government of the Ahlul Bayt. For decades, those people, a couple or a few generations with that ideology, they worked towards it. Their goal and objective is to establish the government of the Ahlul Bayt. And eventually, there forms a revolution, but it ends up establishing the rule for another group of people. Another tyrant comes to power. When this happens, people who are involved in the movement to overthrow the regime, for various reasons, each group, each person can have a different reason, but what happens is that they end up not wanting to be part of a movement to overthrow this newly established system.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Yeah.